Here are the objectives. Given this lesson, number one, recall the approximate reflectivity threshold within a growing cumulus before electrical charging becomes sufficient to generate first cloud-to-ground lightning discharge. Number two is to recall the most important temperature level in which to track the reflectivity critical to anticipating first cloud-to-ground lightning discharges. Then number three, identify the typical lead time between the onset of significant charging signatures and first cloud-to-ground lightning discharge. Number four is to identify the typical lead time between relevant radar-based storm signatures and frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. Number five is to restate the applications of the MRMS products in anticipating first cloud-to-ground lightning in a specified convective cell and compare those with single radar. Number six is to identify the cautions when applying radar and/or MRMS to anticipating first lightning.